The Diary of Juliet Thompson, June 12th. The master detained me for a moment. As I rejoined Percy in the car, Valiulahan was just going into the house. "Do you see that handsome, distinguished-looking young man?" I said. "That is Valiulahan, a descendant of two generations of martyrs, and the brother of one very young martyr. His grandfather, Suleiman Khan, was a disciple of the Bab. He was governor of Fars and a great prince, but that didn't save him. He suffered the most ghastly kind of martyrdom, and with such ecstasy that he is one of the best beloved of the Babi martyrs. Just a few years ago, Valiullah's father, Varka Khan, and his little brother, Ruhullah, Varka, went on a pilgrimage to Akka and had a wonderful visit with the master. But on their way home, they were both arrested and thrown into prison. Then one day, some brutal men came into their cell, one with an axe. Varka Khan was hacked into pieces alive, and the poor little boy forced to look on at that butchery. When it was over, one of the executioners turned to the child. I think I will tell the rest in Valiullah Khan's own language, just as he told it to me. The man said to my brother, "If you will deny Baha'u'llah, we will take you to the court of the Shah, and honors and riches will be heaped upon you." But my brother answered, "I do not want such things." Then the man said to him, "If you refuse to deny, we will kill you worse than your father." "You may kill me 1,000 times worse," the brother said. "Is my life of more value than my father's? To die for Baha'u'llah is my supreme desire." This so angered the executioners that they fell upon Varka and choked him to death. Varka was only 12 years old. A day or two ago, I went on, Valiullah Khan asked me, "How is the master's portrait progressing?" And he added that, in a portrait, he thought, one must paint the soul. But who can paint the soul of Abdu'l-Bahá?